The Outsider, My Life in Intrigue, by Frederick Forsyth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. We all make mistakes, but starting the Third World War would have been rather a large one. To this day, I still maintain it was not entirely my fault, but I'm getting ahead of myself. During the course of my life, I've barely escaped the wrath of an arms dealer in Hamburg, been strafed by a MiG during the Nigerian Civil War, and landed during a bloody coup in Guinea-Bissau. The Stasi arrested me, the Israelis regaled me, the IRA prompted a quick move from Ireland to England, and a certain attractive Czech secret police agent, well, her actions were a bit more intimate, and that's just for starters. All of that I saw from the inside, but all that time I was, nonetheless, an outsider. To be honest, I never intended to be a writer at all. Long periods of solitude were first a circumstance, then a preference, and finally a necessity. After all, writers are odd creatures, and if they try to make a living at it, even more so. There are reasons for this. The first is that a writer lives half his life inside his own head. In this tiny space, entire worlds are created or erased, and probably both. People come into being, work, love, fight, die, and are replaced. Plots are devised, developed, amended, and come to fruition or are frustrated.